Valentine Vero, TFA Americana Podcast Assignment, otherwise known as Polnaya Suchadochka. Scenario 1, Okonkwo's culture clash with the Christians in Things Fall Apart. Number 1, identify the values of the home culture. Okonkwo's home culture is polytheistic, practices human sacrifice and ancestor worship, and places strong emphasis on communal loyalty and piety. Identify the clashing values of the outside culture. The outside culture is a monotheistic evangelizing culture which abhors human sacrifice and ancestor worship. It also places strong emphasis on communal loyalty and piety. How and or when did the conflicts arise? The conflict arose when missionaries came to Nigeria and began converting people in local states, including in Amorphia. Among the converts is Okonkwo's son, which enrages Okonkwo. What happened when the values came into contact? Okonkwo despised the missionaries for converting his son, and when he finally met them, he dismissed them as madmen. How did the individual react? At first, he reacted with disbelief. Upon the conversion of his son to Christianity, he became alarmed, and eventually attempted to foment a rebellion in Amorphia against the missionaries. He failed. Ultimately, was the individual able to resolve the conflicting set of values? No, he opposed them to the last and killed himself when he saw that Amorphia would not be able to abandon the missionary's Christian culture. If not, which values did he choose and why? He chose his personal values over those of the missionaries, because his traditions and way of life were being threatened by them and were extremely valuable to him. Scenario 2. If Emelu's culture clashed with American culture in Americana. Identify the values of the home culture. In Emelu's culture, participation counts for much less than actual achievement in school. Identify the values of the outside culture. In American culture, participation in class is much more important than it is in Nigerian culture. For some reason. How and or why did the conflict arise? The conflict arose when Ifemelu first went to school in America. What happened when the values came into contact? Ifemelu thinks derisively of the concept of class participation and reflects on other aspects of school life in America, and life goes on as normal. How did the individual react? She reacted with bewilderment and derision at what she saw to be the inclusion of meaningless words in final grades. Ultimately, was the individual able to resolve the conflicting sets of values? As far as we know from Americana, she didn't really resolve the differences as so much as accommodate to how the school worked. After all, school does not bend to the desires of one child.